7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yeah, I'll say. Okay, let's get this going. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. You heard it here first. I'm sitting here with a cat. My name is Tobe. The cat's name is Pippa. The cat has flopped down in my lap and she's trying to fall asleep and she doesn't remember that there's no sleeping in the kitty business pit. This pit is for kitty businesses only. If you want to sleep, you got to find the kitty nap zone. Kitty nap zone is over there. Kitty nap, you're not even paying attention. Kitty nap zone is over there. Yeah, apparently kitties don't care where the kitty nap zone is. Which means it's time for me to drink some tea. Oh, that's the good stuff, kids. What am I drinking today? I'm drinking that, Lung Ching Long Jing. The Lion Hill Dragon Well, and it's fantastic. It's a little sharp, but it's good. It's good, right, Pippa? Pippa just sat right up and she says, "What, we're drinking the Lion Hill?" I'm drinking the Lion Hill. You're drinking the kitty water. Yes, I've done a lot of kitty water pouring today already. That was fun. So now the cat's hassling me. Oh, you stopped petting me. That's because I'm pouring more tea, Peppa. Hang on just for 2 seconds, will ya? It's so good. I need it. Okay. So back to petting the cat. While I tell you what I did yesterday. Okay, so after you heard from me last, a mere 23 and a half hours ago. Right after Dubious Goals Committee, I said, yeah, I should probably go to that other store because they're saying that we could get a big storm and blah, blah, blah. And I don't have any emergency food in case I get snowed in or anything. So you may remember that yesterday I went to the rice store before I even did Dubious Goals Committee. And then after Dubious Goals Committee, I went to the egg roll store because I was talking about egg rolls. I had egg rolls on the brain. I went to the egg roll store and I bought 16 of the good egg rolls. And then I came home and I ate 4 of them. So I've got a dozen emergency backup egg rolls. And I bought some other emergency food when I was out at the egg roll store. I bought some sweet and sour sauce to go with the egg rolls, of course. But then I bought some chicken breasts and I bought some emergency burritos. Yeah, I bought 2 of the good frozen burritos. And I know what you're saying. You're saying, Tobe, there's no such thing as a good frozen burrito. Well, normally I would agree with you, but if you go back 4 or 5 years in Dubious Goals Committee history, you'll remember that we found frozen burritos that weren't terrible and that were actually edible and pretty damn good, and they were pricey. Yeah, and that's why they're good. You know, these aren't those ones that you buy a dozen in a bag for, you know, $6. These aren't 50 cent burritos. These are $3 burritos. But they were on sale. And I haven't eaten one in quite a long time because we can only get these burritos at this particular store. And this particular store used to be very close to where I live. It was in the same strip mall as the Greek restaurant and Horror Fright. Okay, and so that's why I went there, because, oh, I'm at this store, I gotta go to Harbor Freight, or I gotta go to the dollar store, or I gotta go to the Greek restaurant, all in the same strip mall. And then that store closed, because this was a weird thing. The lease was up, they didn't want to re-sign, they decided to relocate, and so they closed the store, and then they started building another store. And this is the store that I went to, it's kind of farther away, and it's kind of a pain, but blah, 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 whatever. I did see a big bird when I was driving over there yesterday, like a big Cooper's hawk. Anyway, so I discovered that these burritos are not terrible. And then, of course, the store closed. I wasn't able to buy these burritos for a couple of years because they had to rebuild the store, then the COVID. And now I finally go to the store for the first time. I think it was the first time. And when I was looking for the chicken breasts and the egg rolls, I happened to see the burritos. And they didn't have the red hot, super spicy death ones that I liked. But they had all the other varieties. So I got what did I get? I got the ones in the green wrapper. It's beef and bean and something else. I don't remember. Hey, regardless, I bought two of them. I bought two of them because they were on sale. And I put them in my freezer for emergency usage. In case there's a blizzard, in case there's a huge storm, and I get trapped inside my house, which happens occasionally. And so I have some emergency food. In case I can't go to the store, I got the frozen burritos in the freezer. Now, the weird thing is, I've been thinking about these damn burritos now for 23 and a half plus 6-7 minutes. And now I think I want to eat one. But, Tobe, that's your emergency food. Yes, it is my emergency food. But we can always just leave one. We can eat one of the burritos and leave one as emergency food. I don't know what I'm having for lunch today because I don't have anything but emergency food. Well, I got the rice, of course. I could eat three onion rice, but for some reason, I'm not hungry for three onion rice today. Even though I got all the onions, I got all the oyster sauce, I got all the rice, I got everything. I got all the chives. Oh, that was the other thing. When I was in the other store, I decided, oh, I better get some more chives because I'm running low on chives. So I go over to the chives section and I grab a pack of chives, and they're huge, absolutely huge, chunky chives. Chunky style chives, Pippa, what do you think about that? Pippa says, yay, chunky chives. Chunky chives are going to be good. Oh, and then when I was in that store, I forgot. I also bought some potatoes. I bought four more russet potatoes, except at this store, they're normal size, so I did that, and I also bought some sweet potatoes. I bought two huge sweet potatoes. Jeez, maybe that's what I should... No. I'm thinking about it, but no. Maybe I could pop some... I'm thinking about those sweet potatoes. I could put a sweet potato in the oven. Oh, that might be yummy. Oh, maybe I will do that. No, it takes too long. Yes, put me down as undecided. Now, the whole reason I went to all the grocery stores, or at least nearly all the grocery stores yesterday, is because they said it was going to snow. And of course, you know, they have to threaten the biggest possible numbers. 8 inches! There's going to be 8 inches of snow! 8 inches of snow is 19 centimeters. 20 centimeters, thereabouts. And I'm looking out the window and there's no damn snow. Where's all this snow that they said they were going to throw at us? Yeah, I was looking at the weather map on the Weather Channel, and it looks like we're like right on the edge of where this big storm is supposed to dump all the snow. So I'm vaguely disappointed, which means that I could go to another grocery store today. Should I go out and do some more grocery shopping? I probably should, because I think I'm low on waffles. I think I only have about a dozen waffles. So I should probably go to the other store, get some waffles, I don't know, maybe get some other food. get some lunch for today. What am I even going to eat today? I guess I could eat soup or noodles or something. I don't even know what I'm hungry for. Oh, I hate it when I am this indecisive.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They...
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten.
Everyone knows marijuana's dangerous and medical pot is really strong. That's why it's so hard in California to get your weed card unless something's really wrong. Gonna pay a visit to my doctor. It's a long shot, but I gotta try. He hands me a list of all the ailments I can have to qualify. Can't believe what I am reading. This is just what I've been needing. A government supply to get legally high. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription. You can get your card for having headaches, bad dreams or anxiety, propensity for drugs or alcohol, anorexia or obesity, too fat, too thin. Either way, you win. Carpal tunnel syndrome, colorblindness, stuttering, tattooed decay, fatigue, depression, motion sickness, impotence, or TMJ. You can smoke to quit cigarettes for asthma or your motherfucking Tourette's. It's a dream come true. There's nothing pot can't do. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription. Break it down now. Got back pain, need Mary Jane, can't handle this, need cannabis. Got a stomach ache, got a wake and bake, have an injury, need THC. Get fucked up for your hyperhidrosis, which is sweaty palms, in case you need a diagnosis. It's not a crime, it's 420 time. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription.
Okay, yeah, so that was the song Weed Card by Garfunkel and Oates. I do love Garfunkel and Oates, and I've been listening to a lot of their stuff recently because it entertains the hell out of me. And I know what some of you are thinking. Some of you are thinking, yeah, Tobe, you're just hot for Kate Micucci. And well, you know, whereas I'm not going to deny that, you know, that's also just good satire. That's just good stuff. Garfunkel and Oates. I'm a huge fan. And I really like this tea, too, because it's delicious. And you know, now I'm kind of wondering if we need more Garfunkel and Oates. I don't know. What do you think? Yeah, what the hell? Let's try another one here.
Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it. Nobody says it because they're pregnant. Effing son of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now that you're pregnant. I can't count all the ways how you speak in cliches now.
So, do you want a boy or a girl?
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as it's healthy.
Really? Because I don't feel like those two things are related at all. It's not like one or the other.
No, as long as it's healthy.
I can't wait to hear someone say, don't care if it's brain dead, don't care if it's limbless, if it has a penis. 'Cause pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. This end world you're enjoying makes you really annoying.
So, is it a boy or a girl?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
What are you gonna name it?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
Who's the father?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
Bitch, I don't really care. I was being polite now, since you have no life now that you're pregnant. You say you're walking on air. You think that you're glowing, but you had been hoeing, and now you're pregnant.
You're just giving birth now. You're not Mother Earth now.
Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it. Nobody says it because they're pregnant. Effing son of a gun. You think you're so deep now. You give me the creeps now. Now that you're pregnant.
Yes. And now you understand why I love Garfunkel and Oates. They're saying all the things that need to be said that I can't personally say in this woke day and age as a white middle-aged male. I'm the cause of all problems, remember? Oh my god. And I have to tell you something else. I shouldn't tell you this, but I did go through a phase in my life where I made sure that whenever I was around a baby, a fresh, brand new baby that was birthed by one of my friends or acquaintances, whenever I would see a baby, I would always make sure to say, "Oh my God, what an ugly baby." And that sounds cruel, but not all babies are cute. And that's fine, because there's weirdness in the world. And it's those ugly babies that grow up to be the most attractive people. And the sort of cute babies, they just go on to be, you know, nothing but just average. So, you know, embrace the fat babies. Embrace the ugly babies. And everybody always says, "Oh, your baby looks like Winston Churchill." Okay, right? None of that. If you're going to drop a prime minister on a baby, drop Benjamin Disraeli. Oh my god, your baby looks just like Disraeli. That's going to mess some people up. In America, of course. All my UK listeners are now thinking, why is he freaking out? Why is he laughing? Why does he think this? Oh god, you just gotta live where I live. I live in the land of nothing makes any goddamn sense. Everybody's lying to everybody else just so they can pass a law that allows them to make some more money. Yeah. Today's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee is sponsored by me. There ain't no Patreon. You can't click like. You can't click subscribe. You can't even give me any damn money. Yeah.
In life for free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your love gives me such a thrill, but your love won't pay my bills. I want money. Everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money.
Bye. from planet Flare.
Yeah, I bet you weren't expecting that one. Of course you weren't. That was Planet Claire by the B-52s. And before that, we had Money by the Flying Lizards. Haven't heard either of those songs in a long time. Haven't played Flying Lizards in at least 2 or 3 years. And I haven't heard the song Planet Claire since I don't know when. Possibly junior high school? Not sure how it came to me, but, you know, hearing the end of Money by Flying Lizards, I had the beeps and the boops in my head, and I thought, what would go good with this? Oh, Planet Claire. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking I might need to cover it, but first we need to do this. You know what's up. It's the Candy Report. And of course, once the candy report starts, the cat wakes up, who was napping right over there in the nap zone, and that, don't, those are not for you. She's trying to get the candy wrappers for the candy report. We got all the candy wrappers right here. What candy did I eat last night? We don't need to guess because we have the wrappers. The cat's trying to sniff them in my hand. Last night was a mango freakout. I'm not gonna lie to you. It was some kind of weird thing that went down. Because I started off with a Kasugai mango flavored gummy. And those are delicious, but I thought, you know, we need to bolster the flavor a little bit. So I popped a mango haichu into my mouth. Yummy, yummy, yummy mangoness. And because that wasn't enough mango, I then had to get into this mango poo chow. And then, and then to top it all off, I had to go with another mango haichu. Oh, I love the mango haichus. I love the mango poo chows. I love mango everything. It was mango night, and that's been the candy report for today, December, I don't know, 15th or 16th? I don't know what the hell day it is. I'm not the president of calendars. I'm just the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like candy because I have candy love. Candy, it's good for you. Or maybe that's the sponsor. Maybe that's the sponsor of the Dubious Goals Committee. Just candy in general. Not a brand, not a particular candy. Just the entire concept of candy. Either that or the concept of tea. And this tea is getting a little bit cold. Do I need to make more tea? Do I need to heat this tea up? This tea requires reheating. But I'm gonna drink it anyway. Oh, it's so yummy. Maybe it doesn't need reheating. It is still kinda hot.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me.
Okay, what the hell is the cat doing over here? Oh, my cat has found a piece of styrofoam. You better not eat that. All right, I should tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I gotta figure out what my cat... Don't eat that styrofoam. If you eat that styrofoam, you're gonna be sick. Oh, crap. Okay, I gotta go get her.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.